How are you today?
Hey, good.
Yeah, okay. So anything going on in College Station?
No, not really. We blazed right through the council meetings last night. Those were done by like 7:27.
How did that happen?
Limited number of things on the agenda.
You didn't have to do a lot of presentations beforehand. You didn't have to honor a bunch of people or groups or anything like that?
No, none of that.
None of that?
None of that. And the mayor was gone.
Ah,
so we had.
Does that help? Is
well,
that streamlined?
No, not necessarily.
Is that what you were saying?
We had five present, and we had one participating remotely.
Okay, all right.
So that's how we had our meeting last night.
So Skype, is that how they do that?
I think it's something different from Skype, but it is Skype like for sure. Well. And when we had Councilman Benham on the big screen, we put his little nameplate right there under his.
Did you?
Under his televised face? Yes.
I'm hoping that soon you'll be able to do holograms.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That would be so good.
We could do holograms of city council members. That'll get you on the map.
I'm making a note of that, and I'm researching it when I get back to work.
You need to come in more often. I think we always have good ideas for you when you get here.
Well, yes, you do.
Some of them you don't implement, but that's your own purpose. Yeah, okay. You got a guest here.
Oh, yeah. She's here.
I'm here.
Jennifer Nations, also known as...
The water chick.
Yes.
The water chick.
When I found out you were going to be here, I said, she can't be here. It's not raining.
I know, right?
You can only be here when it's raining.
But I thought for sure, you know, we need some rain. And yep. I thought for sure, well, I'm on WTIW Friday. It's going to rain.
Got to work. All right. Nope. All right. Not yet. Well, okay. The day's just started. So what's going on? What are we here for?
So we've got a series of three sprinkler spruce up workshops coming.
Sprinkler spruce-ups.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So July is Smart Irrigation Month, right. And so that's an initiative from the Irrigation Association to get people to be smarter than their irrigation system.
Mm-hmm.
And the EPA has their Sprinkler Spruce-Up campaign where they tell people, they've got a cute little infographic that shows how much water can be lost from a broken sprinkler head and a small leak, and encourages people to direct spray so it's not on the pavement.
Does it say anything about that, the pavement growth? Because that's diminished growth, you know.
Right, yeah.
We'd be watering streets if we could.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, go ahead. So, and what else?
So, the first workshop is tomorrow from 10 to 11:30 at Pebble Creek Country Club. And, obviously, they're for College Station Water customers. But every participating household will get a soil moisture sensor and a rain gauge and a $25 gift card to put towards home improvement stuff.
All right, so in addition to the cute little graphics and things, mm-hmm. what are they actually learning here?
We will have a licensed irrigator come in and give people kind of the ins and outs of their irrigation system, show them how to do some simple sprinkler repairs, how to change out heads. We'll talk about how to save water in the landscape, pressure compensating sprinkler heads, how your irrigation controller works, how to program it. Show you how to go through your sprinkler system and spot sources of waste. And then we'll also talk about the Brazos Valley Water Smart Network and how that collects rainfall data and weather data, and we turn that into watering recommendations.
Okay, so now you're going to do three of these. Each of them are identical?
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. So it lasts about an hour and a half. Need to register ahead of time?
It's appreciated, but not required.
Okay. All right. So first one's coming up tomorrow, and then mm-hmm. when are the
next one? July 9th at Carter Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant, and then the third and final one, July 23rd at Castlegate 2 Event Center.
Okay. Tell me again where this one is tomorrow.
Pebble Creek Country Club.
Okay. All right. So go out there. Again, you probably could sneak in if you were a College Station resident.
I mean, we did these last year, and we had a couple of people from, like, Creek Meadows. And I mean, everybody needs this information.
Right, exactly.
Obviously, but, you know, I won't give you a gift card.
Yeah. So. Dang. All right. Okay. If they want some more information about that, what do they do?
They can just call me, 979-764-6223. They can email me, jnations@cstx.gov, and I should have a... blog post coming out about that today. Oh, and we're going to have Flo the Spokesgallon from the EPA WaterSense program there, too.
Spokesgallon?
Yeah.
Of course. Is this like a giant inflatable something, like
this
a mascot?
It's actually a smaller, I'm gesturing with my hands so all of your listeners can
see. Which helps not at all, but that's all right. Anyway, yeah.
She was here in 2010 for their road trip that EPA WaterSense did. And so she's about the size of, I think, a gallon milk jug, just a little blue water drop with arms and legs. And so people can, you know, the EPA WaterSense program, they kind of, when they do events and you have Flo the spokesgallon, they kind of encourage people to take their picture and do the Twitter and hashtags and stuff. So
I was thinking it was like the HEB Buddy or the,
right?
the
yeah.
Rangers Blammo.
It would be better,
Yeah, exactly. You have somebody put on a costume and come out as a one-gallon jug of water.
Yeah.
All right, Sokol, there. That's two good ideas today.
Flo the spokesgallon.
Yeah.
Got it.
She does not wear an apron like the other Flo.
Like the other?
The progressive flow, yeah.
We've dabbled with other mascots, you know, in parks like concession stand and things like that.
Yeah.
So we're still working on ideas. Yes?
That's right.
Come on.
I'm just thinking there's a problem in College Station. Well, in all cities, about people who don't pick up after their dogs, too.
We could find a mascot.
You're looking for, okay. All right.
Yeah, okay.
I'll write that one down, too.
There. Three good ideas today.
After a dog mascot. Okay. Where was I? Tonight, we have a movie in the park.
Okay.
Jaws.
Really?
Jaws.
Hey, that's pretty fun. If you could, and that's at Wolfpen Creek?
It is.
If you could have a little animated fin come out of the water.
Yes.
Going
yes.
Back and forth in the moat.
Yes.
Yep.
God, why don't you come in here more often? We always have good ideas.
I know.
For you. All right.
Gates open at 8 o'clock, but I mean, really, you show me where the gate is. But gates open at 8, and the movie starts at 9, and you can find out more about the free movie in the park tonight at cstx.gov/movies. And then we have our next Starlight Music Series show tomorrow, also at Wolfpen Creek. Shane Smith and the Saints with guests John Bauman and Katie Hamlin.
Hey.
And you can find out more about that, cstx.gov/starlight.
All right, that's our community segment.